to call your attention again to Job, the 13th chapter, verses 13 through 19. And I've read those out of the New King James. I'm going to read them this time out of the King James. But beginning at verse 13 of chapter 13 of Job, it says, "Hold your peace. Let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in mine hand? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain my own way before him. He also shall be my salvation, for an hypocrite shall not stand before me. Hear diligently my speech and my declaration with your ears. Behold, I have ordered my cause. I know that I shall be justified. Who is he that will plead with me? For now, if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost." And I'm going to use for a thought, "I will trust in the Lord." Now, when we look at this passage of Scripture, we have to realize that on Job's behalf, he is taking a major stand. He is taking a stand because he is, in essence, wanting to plead his case, because Job finds himself in a situation where everything that he had has been taken. His cattle has been taken. His children have been taken. His sheep has been taken. All of his possessions have been taken. And when we think about this, and the Scripture tells us that Job was a just man, that Job did things the way that they should have been done, and for many of us, we fall into the trap of asking the question, why do bad things happen to good people? Why is it that those who call themselves living right, those who call themselves doing the right thing, why does it always seem that misfortune always finds them wherever they are? No, those that are doing what they want to do, those that are living any kind of way, it seems like that every time they turn, that they are being blessed, that things are working well for them. But on the other hand, those that call themselves doing it the right way, doing it God's way, you find that trouble seems to always find you. You're always dealing with one thing or another. When you finish with one thing, something else takes its place. And you ask yourself, how is it that I'm trying to do right? And those people that aren't trying to live right, that everything they touch just prospers and flourishes. But everything I do, it seems like trouble always comes my way. So we want an answer to the question, why do bad things happen to good people? And even during this time, Job lived under a belief in his time that if bad things happened to you, it was because you had done something that warranted bad stuff happening. Because if you go back to the beginning of the book of Job, when these things began to befall Job and his possessions and things were taken away from him, you find that three of his friends came to visit him to bring him comfort, to bring him consolation. And in essence, the first thing that they wanted to know was, "Job, what did you do?
That's right.
If all of this is happening to you, Job, what did you do? I know you call yourself a good man, but all this ain't happening to you if you hadn't done something. All of these bad things would not be taking place unless you have done something. Job, you're amongst friends. You can admit. You can tell us. You know, we all got some friends like that. When trouble comes, they show up. They call themselves wanting to be there to support you, but in reality, all they want to do is find out what they can find out, so they go and tell somebody else. So be careful who you tell your troubles to. Be careful who you confide in, because some of those people that are there to act like they want to help you, all they want to do is get the tea so they can go give it to somebody else. And be weary of those people that will bring you news on somebody else. Because the old folks used to say, that dog that'll bring a bone will carry one too. So be careful. Job's friends, they wanted to know, what did you do? What have you done to cause these things to have fallen at your door? What is it that where did you misstep? What did you do that you thought nobody saw you doing it? And evidently word has gotten to God and God's not happy with it. So go ahead and admit it. If you admit what it is, maybe things will get better for you. But we find here in Job chapter 13, we find that Job says, hold your peace. And in essence, leave me alone that I may speak. And he says, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hands? I know that what I'm about to do might put me in a bad situation. But he goes on and he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain my own way before him. Hold your peace. Let me alone that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand? Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own way before him. That is, when I look at that, I see that Job has developed a sense of trust that goes beyond your mere saying the words, I trust you. It goes beyond somebody just simply saying that I trust God to provide. I trust God to give me what I need. But Job, in essence, has gone beyond the simple trusting God to provide. That Job is at a point that he is trusting God with his very life.
That's right.
If I plead my case and something befalls me, that's well and good. And even if he slays me, I'm still going to trust him. I know enough about him to know that whatever comes my way, it's coming for a reason. And Job knows that he hasn't done anything that God would be angry with and for him. So Job knows that my trouble is not because of anything I've done, but I trust God enough that I believe that I can stand before him and plead my case. I know I've done what I'm supposed to do, and I'm willing to take my chances. Because I know I serve a God that is just. I serve a God that is righteous. I serve a God that is holy. And if I stand before him and plead my case, and even if he slays me, I'm still going to trust him. I'm going to trust him regardless of how bad it looks. I'm going to trust him regardless of what comes my way. Because it's not the things that are important to me, but it's the God that I serve. We got to get to a point where things don't matter to us as much as our relationship with the one that is able to provide the thing that we need. We've got to realize that our security is not in stuff, but our security is in the one that created the stuff that we have. And if our stuff is gone, that's all right. As long as we know who created the stuff, and as long as we've got a relationship with it, it does not matter what we have. know about me, but just in case something does befall me, I'm going to trust him even if it means my life. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him? Do we trust him enough to say those words? Do we trust him enough to say even if he takes my life, I'm going to leave this world trusting in the one that is able, trusting in the one that is mean? Are we willing to say, I will trust the Lord? Point in our walk with him that it doesn't matter what happens to us, because we know that he's holding us. Job wasn't aware of what had taken place beforehand, but Job was not by himself, because God had already provided what Job needed. God had already set the parameters. You might take his stuff, you might afflict his body, right? But that touches his life. You can't have his life. So, if our stuff is taken away, what's going to happen?